Hello, this is Victoria Pearson. This is Radio Gorgeous, and today my guest is of the Swedish-Australian band Tiny Fighter. It's Therese Carlson. Therese, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Now, we're just celebrating 50 years of the Abbey Road Beatles album over here.
Oh, okay, cool. So, congratulations.
What's your favourite song from Abbey Road? Do you have one?
Oh, Abbey Road. I know it's a really famous album by Beatles, of course. Yeah. Is Twist and Shout on it? Sorry.
No. Is that your favourite Beatles song?
I really like that one because it's like, I love the dance, Twist and Shout.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. That was... See, I'm good, it's not live.
Okay, that's cool.
wait, I have one. I know so many songs from Beatles, but I don't know who is on the album, so I have to... Can you give me some suggestions and I know them and I will tell?
Something.
That's true. That's nice. Yeah, but I guess I say something then, because I guess Twist and Shout is not on that. Imagine, is that on that?
No.
Oh my God.
That's John Lennon on his own, but that's a good one as well.
It's so beautiful, that one. Yesterday is beautiful as well, you see. Can you say, I just love... Beatles, they are great. So.
Yeah, I love every... Well, you can love everything.
But... Every song, so I can say I love the whole album. That's...
Good start. Okay, off we go.
Okay, well, hopefully it's getting better. Okay.
It'll get better, all right. Now, can you tell me about your latest EP? Tell me.
Tell me. Yeah. You thought about that question.
Got it, I got it.
Yeah, it's a good one. No, but it's, I really like those songs. It's two of those songs. It's Katrina. It's actually from our... this is the first song. I'm not involved like doing the lyrics and like the melodies and things. It's actually our... Alex came up with that song, our previous keyboardist, but I really liked it, so I like to sing it as well. And so it's a really nice... country vibe to it. And the other songs, do you want to know what they mean or what
yeah.
they mean? Yeah, okay. The other songs is Tim is awesome, so he usually send me like music to me and I get a vibe from it and like a feeling. So I just, when I hear them, that was the feeling I get, like, from Tell Me. It felt like it was, like, straightforward, and I get, like, because I think sometimes, you know, it's so, we just confuse stuff when we say maybe all the time. I think it's easier to say yes or no, and that's a little bit what this song is about. So it's, like, straightforward, and Where Are You Now? It's kind of, it has a, it's like, they are quite similar, they are, like, straightforward and kind of, in one way, kind of happy songs, but it's, that song is, it's, where are you now? Do you know that maybe you know the feeling when you are you're younger, when you're shy, you maybe think like everything will work out when I'm older, then I know exactly what I'm gonna do. And then when you're old, you like sometimes, what do I really want to do? And then you get, yeah, that's a little bit what that song is about. But I think,
well, I get it, but like when you're drawing your pension, you're saying, what am I gonna do? It's kind of like a bit too late.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something like that. They're more energetic song, those, and then it's good to have like Katrina, that's more like slower.
Yeah. Calm. Are you true to yourself when you worry about the right word?
You.
back in Stockholm, and who are your favorite Swedish band?
The thing is, actually, like for example, I know you interviewed Tim, and he knows all the bands, he knows everything, and but I'm more like, oh, I hear this song, oh, this sounds awesome, I hear that song, oh, that sounds awesome too, and like more like that. So
you don't remember the names of things in that sense.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I never been like, you know, oh, this is my favorite band, and buy all the songs from them, or this is, I love music. The music scene is huge. I can tell you that. It's so many good artists, and I think I know. I can actually tell a band that I really like. It's Lions Roar. You know them?
Okay.
You know the song?
No,
it's this type of song. Emily, First Aid Kit, a Swedish band that I really like.
Yeah.
You heard of them?
No, I don't know them. That's why I was asking you.
Yeah. Listen to them. They're really good. So okay. I really like them, but so many. Good band. That's why it's so hard to get shows in you know, Stockholm, because it's so many good bands.
Yeah, I mean, the real thriving Swedish music scene now, isn't it?
Oh my God, yeah, it's so.
But is that where you are right now? Are you in Sweden?
At the moment? They say we are in Tokyo, but I'm in Kalmar. I don't know.
Bloody hell, I'm really confused. Who are your favourite female singers?
Oh, favourite female singers. Let's think about that one. I always think of. I think Adele, for example. I think she's pretty cool. She can take 5 years break and then she do another album. It becomes really like poof, and then she take 5 more years and then like come back again.
Yeah.
Strong voice. I think you know, like I said, I hear a lot of great female singers, but I like with names and stuff, I'm not the best. But I heard like I think one that becomes really famous now, you know, Billie Eilish. I think she has a kind of like nice sound. I heard some song from Billie Eilish. I think she's her sound is pretty cool. But you should look her up as well. She's pretty like have a cool sound. Cool.
What about Pink? Do you like her?
I like Pink. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
She's a strong woman. I like all singers that like stand out for. I can say like this. I like all singers that have a strong message in their songs,
yeah.
Or like want to make you better, like happy songs that make you feel good. Mm. I don't like, you know, the singers who just sing about, you know, you heard those songs like bitch and blah blah blah. I don't want to say the words. I think that's, I don't know, I don't like that. I think strong woman with a strong message, that's the people like, and a good melody, that's a good thing too.
You go.
Now, talking about strong women,
yeah,
you started out as a truck driver.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was, you know, when I was younger, I thought I would love to go out travel because I love to travel and see the world. And I was like, what's a good way to earn some money and go out travel? Yeah, maybe a truck driver. Okay, I get a truck driver license. It's nice. It's, you know, you can go everywhere and you can sit there, listen to music. That's good. And
was it tough?
No, I don't think so at all, actually. It was, they treated me so friendly. My first job was actually, I don't know what you call that. I was a garbage, you don't say garbage lady, I think.
Yeah,
we do. Swedish, you do?
Okay. Yeah.
And it was I was the first one in Kalmar, actually, who was that. And they were so friendly, so nice. And actually, the boss told me the environment after that, like, were better. So I guess it's good to have both female and males in all kind of jobs that make it the environment better, I think.
Right, so the guys started to behave themselves more because you were there, right?
I didn't, like, yeah, no problem at all for me. I just had I just thought it was a good job, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And kind of a freedom as well, because you have your own time schedule in one way, so.
Yeah. Now, the track Where Are You Now is about your childhood self talking to your adult self. Can you tell me something about that?
Something about that? Maybe it's like, I think when I was a child, I was thinking, you know, I had a really, really good, I was a really happy child, I think. And so I really thought, I think, where are you now? I know childhood can be means different to everyone. So, but this is just my childhood, and I was happy, and I hope that should be for all kids, because all kids, you know, deserve a happy childhood. But for me, I thought, when I grow up, I can, you know, then I can take that, you know, I'm just gonna have fun now because I'm a kid, and then I can just be grown up when I'm there, and then I would know what I'm going to be, because every grown-up knows what they're going to be. I think a lot of kids think that grown-ups have their stuff together.
Yeah.
But actually, when you grow up, you realize that...
Know everything, and then it never happens. You never know everything.
Exactly, right? Yeah. You get kind of surprised and like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm a little stressed out in one way as well, and I think... And hopefully you realize... You don't need to stress, and you're like, maybe you can be happy in where you are. Maybe that was the place. Or if you're not, you should move on and try to, what do I really want, and not be afraid of it and let go for it.
When did you start singing? Did you start singing when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, I've been singing like just for fun my whole life because I love music. But I think that's also a little why, like in the beginning, you asked me a lot of questions. I'm like, I don't know the band so much, because I think when you are like starting with an instrument or follow a band real early, you start to get like that's your interest and you focus on all the bands. But I am as well now. I'm a sporty person. I was like focusing so much on like I was playing football, so I really didn't. I love music, but I didn't know you can. Everything that happens now, I'm really surprised and I'm so grateful for it, because I didn't know this would happen actually. So, sorry, I lost the question.
Well, my question was, when you started singing, did you begin very young and then you found you were great at it? And what was the background of the singing?
I think I didn't know that I was great at it. I had really like bad... in high school, that was my first performer actually. I did an audition for like the music teacher, and he accepted me, and I could sing on like the winter, you know, when we had the winter break and it was like a party. And I guess that was the first time I thought, oh, maybe I can sing, because he actually thought I could sing, maybe I can, but I wasn't sure. Yeah. And then, I have always been singing on my free time, like guitar and singing for fun. And then I was, when I was 20, I went on a music school just for fun, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was coming home from my travels, and I went, what am I going to do? And I was, maybe this music school. And then my passion for it again grew. But after that year, I kind of stopped with it again, till Tim wrote that email looking for a singer, and I'm like, apply to it. Wow. And then everything happened.
Wow, so that was how everything happened. The tiny fighter happened everything, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Just from one advert, this happened.
Yeah, it was great. It was, I think, I'm so grateful for that message, actually, because where am I now? Like, what am I doing? Mm. And I was, I had a little break from football and everything, and I was like, what do I really like to do? And I'm like, oh yeah, I really like singing, actually. That makes me feel happy, and I like music, that makes me feel happy. Okay, and it's a like a site, like a band finder site. And then I was in there, and then I find a guy, and that was Tim, and I was, oh, maybe I should try writing. And yeah, it's that way. It's not a magazine, it's like a find a band member site. It's crazy. I feel really lucky, like, that happened. I guess it was meant to be.
It sounds like fate to me.
Yeah, fate. It really does feel like fate. It's crazy, and that's why I'm so surprised. Like, everything that happened, because my thought in the beginning was just sing, just have, you know, fun. Maybe if I find a cover band, that would be fun and everything. I'd never know like this would happen. So I'm happy for every day. Like,
Was that in Australia or Sweden?
It's a Swedish, because Tim moved to Stockholm, and he was looking for a singer, so he wrote to that Stockholm site, and I was in there and have a look.
It was meant to be, Therese. It was meant to be.
It was, I think so. Sometimes things are meant to be.
Yeah. What is your favourite Tiny Fighter song, and why?
Oof. It's tough. I think it changes, because when you listen to, like, when you write a song, for example, and then you hear it so many times, you know, all the time, and when you hear a song so many times, you get tired of it, and then you, like, after a while, and then you might have another song that's just your favorite, you haven't heard for a while, but then after a while, the song you were tired of become your favorite song. So it's like switching. I don't think I really have a favorite song at the moment. But we have a lot of really good song coming out now, I think, that we haven't released yet, that I really like.
Will that be an album?
We hope so. We don't know. It's a surprise. Let's see.
Yeah? Can you tell me anything about that?
It's a little bit... I don't have so much information at the moment, but I mean, that would be awesome if we get an album. That's our goal, of course. Mm-hmm. So you can maybe expect that in the... Yeah.
Lovely.
I have, in one way, like New Century Close, because that was the starting point for everything. So in that way, it's like the baby of everything. It stood out to me, and it's just because it was the first song we ever made, and it was the beginning of everything. So I think in that way, it would be like New Century, but yeah.
You're playing some dates in Sweden soon. Can you tell me about that?
Our place and dates in Sweden. Yeah, we will have, let's see, yeah, Örebro. Live at Heart in Örebro. 6th of September, that's the first show we're going to make. You're coming over.
What date is it?
6th of September, Örebro.
Okay, I'll come.
Great, we'd love to have you there.
It'd be nice, I'd like that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes, yeah. Welcome.
I'll come and sleep on your sofa, right?
Yeah. No problem.
Really?
But it's not in Örebro, though, but yeah.
And finally, what else do you have lined up for this year?
It feels like it's bubbling. It's going to become more and more. But we will have probably a show in Sevilla, and maybe a show in Riga as well. And we have some more shows. It's not set yet, so we don't know. But it's going to be also a lot, because we have more songs to come, so we're going to record a lot. And yeah, for the album maybe. but I'm looking forward to do the next chapter. That sounds really cheesy, but yeah, you can write something else. Can you translate it so it sounds cooler? in your when you please.
That sounds cool. The next chapter of Tiny Fighter. That... Therese, thank you for talking to me today. It's been lovely to meet you.
Same to you.
And for more gorgeous interviews, visit radiogorgeous.com.